And you have received a lot of fan support from people all over the world, and you're definitely an inspiration to many. Can you speak a bit about what this has meant to you?
It's been quite overwhelming to see the communications coming in on social media from all over the world. And we're very proud to be able to say that we're representing women. We're inspiring young children, and we're not only inspiring females, we're inspiring young boys too. You know, we ran into some kids in the different communities that just wanted to ask us questions and talk to us about the race. And it is so great to see them involved and interested in it. But just being that inspiration to everybody that if there's a challenge out there that you want to conquer, you put your mind to anything, you can do it. And I think we definitely proved that.
The fans have been absolutely outstanding. I kind of had a feeling that it was going to get big, you know, when we would get further and further along. We never had a question that we would finish or not. We knew we were going to finish. That was kind of the message we wanted to put across is, and what we actually told people in person. Oh, you know, they'd say, oh, my niece, she wants to try to run it one day. I said, tell her not to say she wants to try to run it. Tell her to say she's going to run it or, you know, they're going to do that. And so to put that message out there that you can do whatever you want to do, you just need to, you know, work real hard and to actually have it be put on such a large platform, you know, because the social media blew up was really amazing and overwhelming and exciting to see that we were able to put that out there and show people that they can do whatever they want to as long as they just give it the effort.
And bravo to you both. So ladies, I have to ask, will we be seeing Team Virago at the next Canes Quest?
For me, I'm a one and done. I was telling people, you know, it's probably like childbirth. You know, most of these events are where it's very, very painful, but you get this beautiful experience out of it and lots of good memories and, you know, and then I say, do you know how many kids I have? And they say, no. And I say, one.
It's quite the experience, though, and I'm sure you have memories that you'll take with you for the rest of your life. And to finish 13th, that's a great accomplishment.
We're so excited about it.
So thank you again, Corinne and Rebecca, for speaking with me today about your experience. And once again, on behalf of CFBS Radio Station in Blanc-Sablon and our listeners, congratulations to you both.
Thank you for having us on the show.
Thank you so much. And thank you, everybody, for following us on the adventure.
And that was Corinne Paul and Rebecca Charles of Team Virago number 39, the first all-women team to cross the finish line at Canes Quest. They came in 13th place.